Hyundai bets on robots as carmaker seeks fresh growth beyond vehicle sales. Hyundai Motor Group is repositioning itself as an industrial automation company, not just an automaker, and the timing could not be more deliberate. The South Korean conglomerate's latest robotics acquisition, reported by Manufacturing Dive in 2026, signals a structural revenue diversification strategy at precisely the moment when defense procurement budgets, naval shipyard bottlenecks, and missile production shortfalls are creating a generational demand surge for automated manufacturing capacity. The acquisition details were not publicly disclosed, but the strategic logic is legible from the surrounding data. Hyundai already controls Boston Dynamics, the humanoid and quadruped robot developer it acquired from SoftBank in 2021. This latest move extends that platform, adding industrial robotics capabilities to a portfolio that spans electric vehicles, hydrogen powertrains, and autonomous mobility. The company is not buying a robot company. It is buying a production multiplier. The timing connects to a defense industrial demand shock that is now quantified in federal contract awards and congressional audits. The Pentagon awarded nearly $11 million to Expo Systems, a New Mexico-based rocket manufacturer, in August 2026 under the Missile Defense Agency's low-cost interceptor program, targeting interceptors priced below $750,000 per unit, roughly one-fifth the cost of a Patriot missile at $3.9 million per round. Simultaneously, the Government Accountability Office published findings that U.S. submarine maintenance backlogs have cost the Navy an estimated $3.4 billion over the decade from 2016 to 2025, erasing 15,000 operational days from the attack submarine fleet. Those two data points, read together, describe an industrial base under severe capacity stress. The U.S. cannot build weapons fast enough, cannot maintain the ones it has, and is now paying contractors specifically to automate and cheapen the production of critical munitions. Hyundai is positioning its robotics arm directly into that gap. America can't outproduce today's threats with yesterday's supplier base, Expo founder and CEO Jason Hunley said in a statement following the MDA contract award. That sentence captures the structural imperative driving every dollar Hyundai is deploying into robotics right now. The nut paragraph reality: this is not a consumer electronics automation story. It is a defense industrial capacity story wearing a commercial robotics label. Institutional investors who price Hyundai's robotics segment as a mobility adjacency are likely mispricing the total addressable market by a factor of two or more. The duopoly crack that opens the market for robotic manufacturers, the Department of Defense's own contract announcement, stated explicitly that the solid rocket motor industrial base is currently reliant on a duopoly of two primary manufacturers, naming Northrop Grumman and L3 Harris, Aerojet Rocketdyne, as the dominant suppliers. Lockheed Martin and Raytheon hold Patriot production. Japan is the only country ever licensed to manufacture Patriot missiles abroad. This is a structurally constrained supply chain by design, and it is now breaking under wartime demand. The war with Iran left the U.S. with fewer than 1,000 Patriot interceptors and roughly 250 THAAD rounds, according to Defense News. Each Patriot replacement costs approximately $3.9 million, and requires years to build through a limited set of licensed manufacturers. The MDA's Rapid Response Small Launcher Technology Program, which issued the original solicitation 1 year before the Expo Award, specifically called for very low-cost, modular interceptor designs built through new manufacturing approaches. Expo prints its solid rocket motors and propellant in-house. That additive manufacturing approach is precisely the kind of process that scales with robotic automation. Our view: Hyundai's robotics acquisitions are not aimed at the automotive assembly line. They are aimed at the white space created by a duopoly that cannot scale fast enough. the company that owns the robotic manufacturing platform capable of producing modular, low-cost munition components at volume, will capture a procurement budget that the Department of Defense is actively trying to redirect away from incumbents. The Pentagon is paying $3.9 million per Patriot replacement and wants a functional interceptor at $750,000 per unit. Closing that 80% cost gap requires a manufacturing revolution, not an incremental process improvement. The shipyard bottleneck is a $3.1 billion automated maintenance market. The GAO report released in August 2026 is among the most damaging audits of U.S. naval readiness in recent memory. Attack submarine maintenance delays generated 15,000 lost operational days between 2016 and 2025. The cost to sustain crews and submarines that delivered zero operational capability totaled $3.4 billion. Looking forward, the GAO projects 15 submarines and 14,000 days of inactive idle time between 2026 and 2030, at an estimated cost of $3.1 billion. The per-day carrying costs are specific and severe. For Lowe's Angels-class submarines, active idle time costs almost $220,000 per day across the class. For Virginia-class boats, that figure exceeds $237,000 per day. The USS Pasadena, a Lowe's Angels-class boat that went inactive in January 2025, will not enter Norfolk Naval Shipyard until November 2028, with GAO estimating the delay will cost more than $300 million for that single hull. GAO's Diana Mora, a director of defense capabilities and management, described the situation as essentially a traffic jam, subs waiting to get into dry dock for depot maintenance. Maintenance is performed at four public shipyards, Portsmouth, Norfolk, Puget Sound, and Pearl Harbor. Private sector work flows through General Dynamics Electric Boat in Groton, Connecticut, and Huntington in Galls Industries in Newport News. Our view: the four public shipyards and two private facilities listed by GAO represent a bounded, capital-hungry, addressable market for robotic maintenance systems. Automated hull inspection, pipe replacement, and nuclear compartment servicing are not science fiction. They are procurement line items the Navy will be forced to fund, as its human workforce cannot absorb the backlog at current scale. Hyundai's revenue diversification. The valuation case: Hyundai's core automotive business trades at compressed multiples relative to its Western peers, a function of Korean conglomerate discount, EV transition uncertainty, and cyclical volume exposure. The robotics segment, if successfully separated and scaled, commands a fundamentally different multiple profile. Pure-play industrial robotics companies have historically traded at revenue multiples of 4x to 8x depending on defense exposure, recurring revenue mix, and software content. Boston Dynamics, when SoftBank held it, carried a valuation that did not reflect commercial traction. Under Hyundai's ownership, and with a defense-adjacent positioning thesis, the re-rating potential is material. The implication: if Hyundai can credibly demonstrate that its robotics revenue is addressable against the defense industrial manufacturing gap, documented in Department of Defense contract announcements and GAO audits at multi-billion dollar scale, the segment deserves a sum-of-the-parts treatment that current conglomerate pricing obscures. Caption: quantified defense industrial capacity gaps driving demand for automated manufacturing solutions, August 2026. MDA Director Collins and the Cost Reduction Mandate, MDA Director LT. Gen. Heath Collins, speaking at the Space and Missile Defense Symposium in Huntsville, Alabama, specified the agency's approach: reviewing propulsion, examining all the expensive parts of an interceptor, and seeking cost reduction at every level. That language describes a procurement philosophy, not a one-time program. It is a standing mandate to industrialize cheap lethality. The U.S. Air Force has separately solicited industry for a counter-air missile priced below $500,000 that it wants built, by the thousands each year, according to Air and Space Forces magazine. Allied nations, still relying on Patriot stocks to defend their cities, are beginning to develop independent anti-ballistic capabilities, which widens the export market for any manufacturer that cracks low-cost precision munition production. Our view, this is not a single contract. It is the opening of a competitive procurement cycle that will last a decade. The manufacturers who build the robotic production infrastructure now will hold the cost advantage when volume orders arrive. The Placamium view the market is reading Hyundai's robotics acquisitions as automotive diversification. That framing underprices the thesis. The correct frame is defense industrial infrastructure. Here is the second order play the source reporting does not make. The Pentagon's explicit effort to break the Northrop Grumman and Aerojet Rocketdyne solid rocket motor duopoly, combined with a $3.1 billion projected submarine maintenance liability and a standing mandate from MDA to cut interceptor costs by 80%, creates the largest open-bid industrial automation opportunity in U.S. defense procurement since the post-Cold War consolidation reversed. Hyundai is not a defense contractor. That is the asymmetric angle. It is a robotics and manufacturing platform company acquiring the capabilities to become a Tier 2 or Tier 3 supplier to whoever wins the low-cost interceptor and automated shipyard maintenance contracts. The company does not need a defense prime designation. It needs a customer with a $3.4 billion sunk cost problem and a congressional mandate to fix it. The historical parallel that fits, FANUC and KUKA's penetration of automotive assembly in the 2000s, which was not recognized as a defense dual-use play until both companies became embedded in aerospace production lines. By the time strategic acquirers moved, the switching costs were prohibitive. Placamium's position: institutional investors should treat Hyundai's robotics segment as a defense industrial infrastructure bet, apply a defense-adjacent multiple to that revenue line on a sum-of-the-parts basis, and size exposure before the company's next acquisition makes the thesis consensus. The bottom line: Hyundai's robotics acquisition is a revenue diversification move in the headline and a defense industrial positioning move in the data. The Pentagon is spending nearly $11 million to prove interceptors can be built for $750,000 instead of $3.9 million. The Navy is absorbing a projected $3.1 billion in idle submarine costs through 2030. Because its shipyards cannot clear the maintenance backlog. Both problems require the same solution: robotic manufacturing at scale, deployed faster than any human workforce can deliver. The company that owns that platform owns the next chapter of defense production. Hyundai is acquiring its way toward that position, one robotics deal at a time. The window to price that option at conglomerate discount multiples is closing.